Reception Perception, the show, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Reception Perception, the show, is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Reception Perception, the show. James Coe and Matt Harmon.
In Washington, there's a big sigh of relief because Terry McLaurin signed an extension with the Commanders. I said, Matt, many times on this show, I've said, you know, they just need to sign him to a three-year, $100 million deal. I was way off. He got 96. So my bad on that one.
Yeah, you really screwed the pooch on that one, buddy.
3-year, $96 million extension for Terry McLaurin. The details haven't really come out yet, so we don't know how much of that is funny money or not. But level of concern for the Commanders' offense now that McLaurin is signed, but you know he's essentially missed all of camp.
You know, it's definitely a little worrisome. First of all, just on the contract, $32 million per year. If he hits the up to, you know, I definitely was noticing that nobody was reporting the guaranteed money right away.
Right.
And that, you know, again, every insider's favorite word is up to. So he comes in just shy of the DK Metcalf $33 million a year. Apparently, Terry wanted like 40 plus million, which is obviously way unrealistic. That's what his camp was asking for. And the Commanders wanted him closer to the $30 million, so he comes in at $32 million. It's a little bit of a compromise there for player and team. Of course, there's incentives. Number one, just want to give a quick shout-out to everybody who's like, well, that Courtland Sutton contract is pretty instructive for give me a freaking break. That drove me nuts. I tweeted about this. I was like,
that's crazy.
Courtland Sutton is not as good of a player as Terry McLaurin, and like, a bunch of people took onus with that because their stats are similar last year. I'm like, yeah, guys, sorry, but this is where it makes sense to actually watch the players. And Courtland Sutton, $23 million a year. Terry McLaurin, much more than that. So even if he doesn't hit the up to, much better contract there for Terry McLaurin. But anyways, that's beside the point. Courtland Sutton got signed to like Terry McLaurin's old contract. That never was an instructive thing, even though they're like the same age and whatever.
All that,
just total nonsense. Anyways, so Terry gets the compromise on the contract, whatever. Makes sense to me. I just don't understand this, like, I don't know. I get it. Negotiations are about compromise and stuff like that, but why couldn't we just do this like 3 weeks ago, man? This is the same thing. And Adam Peters comes from San Francisco. This is the same thing these guys did with Brandon Ayuk last year. Like, why didn't you just sign him to this deal? I know that he like wanted to be traded or whatever, but it's like, if you offered him that deal 3 weeks ago, we could have avoided all this nonsense. And it does just make me a little bit concerned for the start of the season. Like, I don't want to overreact to it, but you look at the two guys that held out last year in CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Ayuk. CeeDee Lamb, weeks 1 through 5, or just CeeDee Lamb in 2023. Okay. This is who he is, fully healthy, whatever, push for the contract. Target on 29% of his routes, averaged 102.9 yards per game. Weeks 1 through 5 last season, target on 22.6% of his routes, averaged 75.6 yards per game. Brandon Ayuk in 2023, target on 24% of his routes, averaged 83.9 yards per game. Weeks 1 through 5, targeted 22.3% of his routes and averaged 62.8 yards per game. And I'm even being generous, including that like one rando blow up week that he had against the Cardinals. It was actually less than that if you include like the next two games. So it's just like, and these are two guys, by the way, I think Commanders fans and maybe people that are really excited about McLaurin this year, they'd say, well, hey, whoa, he played with Jaden Daniels last year. They've got chemistry. They've got time. He's same offense. Brock Purdy and Ayuk had played together for multiple years. Kyle Shanahan had been there for multiple years. CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott had played together forever. Mike McCarthy had been there for many, many years. Like, Dak Prescott even said, like, it took a minute for CeeDee Lamb and I to get going. CeeDee Lamb said, yeah, it took me a minute to get going last year. Obviously, Ayuk came back and wasn't the same player, and then he tears up his knee. So it's just, I'm not saying that this is definitely going to happen with Terry McLaurin, but it's just something to be aware of. And I think this is already a guy that they probably should have wanted to expand his role. We talked about it, not lining him up on one side of the field, moving him around the formation. So it's just, yeah, I don't want to say I'm concerned or I'm freaked out about it, but it's certainly in the back of my mind. And it's one of those things that if he comes out and has a slow start to the season, can't be like, whoa, where the hell did this come from? Because right. You can see it coming.
The problem, too, is that he's really their only guy that can be all over the football field and is a full field separator. You know, it's, and again, you talk about these roles and alignment and all that stuff. Again, search the roster. Who else is playing X receiver for this team? Who? You and I have talked about this ad nauseum, that if this offense doesn't have Terry McLaurin, Matt, they are in trouble, man. They're in 100%. I mean, this is going to be a huge problem. And it can't just be the namesake of Deebo Samuel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I just, oh man. I've got some concerns here. Obviously, we're talking about year two under Cliff Kingsbury as well, which I don't know, generally doesn't go that well. Maybe there's examples of it, of him performing better offensively. I couldn't find it, but that's okay. So I don't know. I do have some concerns here for the Commanders offense, that maybe they take a step back here. I think they caught a lot of folks by surprise last year. I think that was for sure the case. I don't think they're catching anyone by surprise, especially given their postseason run. And I think teams will adjust, and they're going to try to find stress points for Jaden Daniels. And I think they will do whatever it takes to also stop Terry McLaurin, because Matt, again, you look at the wide receiver room, man, there's just not that much depth. You know, there's guys that are good role players and all that kind of stuff. But if they take away, if Philadelphia took away Terry McLaurin, that offense really starts to slow down. You know what I mean? So I am a little bit concerned about Washington's offense right now. The Washington fans who listen to this show must think we hate the Commanders, you know, but it's not the case. I swear it's not the case.
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, honestly, I just want the best for Terry McLaurin and Jaden Daniels. And like, I will say, I really liked watching Cliff Kingsbury's offense last year. I just have like some of these minor little complaints about it.
And you and I are both Austin Ekeler super fans. Come on.
Totally. Close personal friend, Austin Ekeler. I mean, but anyways, yeah, I just am a little skeptical that they have enough around him. You know, I'm a little skeptical that the approach by this front office right now borders a little bit on arrogance. You know, we're starting a seventh round pick at running back that every fantasy bro is excited about. We've got just get Brian Robinson out of here. Not that Brian Robinson's like a needle mover, but like, let's get his ass out of here. Let's take forever on this McLaurin contract. We got Jaden Daniels. That's all that matters. I don't know. It's the oldest team in the NFL. I think you're running like a little bit on a razor's edge there. And I just hope that we don't get a big regression from this team, because I really do like watching these players a lot.